Welcome to the Radio Life Sciences Podcast for a behind-the-scenes look into GSLS, made by students and educators for the scientists of tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Evelina here, and welcome to another episode in the Your Career series of the Radio Life Sciences Podcast. The Your Career series covers different topics related to your career after you graduated. Every episode, we have an interesting guest who will tell you more about his or her job, or we will talk about important skills that could prepare you for your career. And today, we actually have two recurring guests, Chanel and Wiebke.
Hey,
welcome back. This is already the third episode that we are recording together.
Exciting, right?
Yeah, so nice.
Happy to be back.
See you. Yeah, definitely. How have you been, girls?
Good. Busy. Busy, always busy, but in a good way, I think.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, same. I think busy with other things than Chanel, but no, feeling good. Sun is shining today for the first time. So
yeah.
New energy.
That's been some time, right?
Definitely.
Great, guys.
Yeah, looking forward to go outside after we have recorded this episode. Yeah.
How are you, Evelyn?
Yeah, good as well. Thanks. Yeah, also looking forward that the weather is getting better. But yeah, research is going good. So yeah, ready for a new year.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the last episode that we recorded was actually in September, so that is quite a while.
Yeah.
So Chanel, I'm actually looking at you. What have you been up to the past few 4 months?
Oh, that's a lot of months, yeah.
Because last time, by the way, that we spoke about you searching for a structure in your week and also maybe looking for another co-founder. So could you update us on that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah, we did discuss that. So structure in my week, did I get there? I think I created some structure, but not per se in my week.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I have had many sorts of trainings and boot camp and coaching. And in this way, I got to think a lot about my own company with them, with the coaches. And there we structured everything that's going on. So now for myself, I created a huge Excel sheet, and in this sheet I have made all the different themes. I put them separately, so financials, legal, business development, product development, many different themes actually.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a very clear overview of everything that's going on and that has to happen either today or within the week or maybe ever, because there's a lot of things that people just tell you, oh, maybe you can do dot, dot, dot. And then, at least I have it somewhere because it's so much to keep in my mind otherwise.
I can imagine.
So this gave me some structure. So I guess I'm happy enough with that, even though my week is not very structured. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of meetings as well. But this overview of what has to be done is the best structure I could get right now, I think.
Nice.
And structure is also sometimes, like, you can be chaotic or busy in a week, but if your head feels structured, it's also a bit of a mindset, right? Is that something that has changed? Or
I fully agree with that, actually, because you cannot really create structure in a startup because so much has to be done. And also, I know that there's a lot that I don't know that is going to come to me in the next few weeks or months that is going to completely change my whole structure. So I just have to be happy with the fact that it's never going to be structured as long as in my head I know that there is space for everything that is going to come. I think that's the... that didn't sound very clear, did it? I think it's mostly important that I know that everything is going to be chaotic. And as long as I put it down somewhere, like you've been saying, that should be enough for you. I don't know. It didn't sound very amazing.
Yeah, well, I think in general, being okay and getting okay or accepting the fact that things are chaotic or unstructured within a startup is also a skill that you as an entrepreneur should develop or have. So maybe this is also just an eye-opener for students listening that they should somehow feel okay with having no structure at all, or in a sense. Does that resonate with you, or do we think no?
Yeah, it does. I just felt like it didn't really make sense what I was saying. but my point is indeed that you should you should be okay with the fact that it's not structured.
Right.
So this is something that's not for everyone, definitely, because a lot of people do want structure. But it's also fun not to have structure per se, because it's a surprise every time what's going to come next.
However, I feel you can also account for that chaos in your structure. And what I mean by that is that what I sometimes do when I'm making like plannings or so, in my week, I just plan a few hours of unforeseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. So that even the things that come last minute or are chaotic in that way because you didn't prepare them, you still plan some time to do those. So within the structure, you leave room on purpose for chaotic things. Maybe that's
That's very smart to do. I tried several of those things actually. I also tried to because I knew that the next week I was gonna do something and I had to prepare for that. That in the week before I put down a couple of hours to actually do that preparation. But then I found that I got another email about something else. So then I still never do that. But I feel like what you're saying, so not specifically for everything that I'm going to do, but only if I would put it in my calendar that I have at least the Thursday morning or some other time during the week where I don't plan anything so that whatever comes up, I can do there. That is that sounds very smart. That's my next plan to try.
We'll check in again probably in a few months.
For sure.
How that is
I'm going to write this down to ask you in the next episode. Hey, and what about the co-founder that you were searching for last time? Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I can. I was indeed looking for a co-founder. And the search went very well, actually. I found someone who matched very well with what I'm doing here. But the process kind of turned around. And at the end, we decided not to continue like this. So I had a co-founder for a bit, but then we stopped the process again.
How did that feel?
It was, I think, a bit sad, but also it was really a decision that I made for the company because I liked the fact that I was not alone in the company anymore because doing things together and brainstorming together is just a whole different experience than doing it alone. And I was not alone, I have to say. I have a lot of people around me that are helping me a lot and thinking along with me, either experts or just even my friends. So that's very nice. But at that time, I had someone that was also dedicated to the company. But I made this choice because I felt like right now I needed something else than a co-founder. After many discussions in a positive way, actually, I realized that right now what ICU needs is people that take action rather than extra brains that think about the whole planning, the whole the top layer of the company, so to say. That's a lot is right now has been thought out. Is that the right way to mm-hmm. say it? And now we just have to take action. We have to do it. We have to build it. We have to go into the hospitals and try it. And that's not the case with a co-founder, so to say. Both of us would be also working on the product, of course. But having a co-founder is something different. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. Could you also name some examples of things that should now be worked out or that you know you're referring to actions should be taken right now? So what are the actions you mentioned, like going to the hospitals as well? But yeah, could you give some more context or insight there? What's for you the action that needs to be taken for the company?
Yeah, for example, right now we have thought out what it should look like in practice, and we've discussed also with nurses and hospitals already. Okay, so we have to have cameras, right? They have to be attached in this and this way. We have to have software that can connect our algorithm with the videos that we're actually making. And this is now, we know what has to happen. Mm-hmm. We now have to make it happen. So I'm also talking to a company right now who is, they are probably gonna build the hardware for us. And that's basically puzzling because cameras already exist, of course, but we have to find the perfect one which matches with the right server and everything. So that has to happen now. We just have to make it. We have to go into the hospitals and try different setups and stop thinking about the setups, because that's the whole thing of a startup. If you think too long about what you want, and then maybe you make something very expensive out of this, and then you try it, and then all of the nurses say, oh no, I already use this, or oh no, this I walk in the other direction, so I will never see this anyway.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be terrible. So that means that we have to take action, we have to make it, we have to build it, we have to put it in the hospitals and then see what happens. And less of the thinking at this point, because we've done already a lot of thinking.
Well, I had one more question, Chanel, about this, because in startup theory and also in these processes of incubators and at our center of entrepreneurship as mm-hmm. well, it's very often in the first phase about you should find someone as soon as possible to help you, because statistically and also in research, it shows that startups with only one founder have a harder time to survive, etc.
Yeah.
Do these numbers and these stories scare you, or are you now confident? No, are you confident? Like, I can also do this by myself, or how does that? How does that work for you?
Interesting question. Do they scare me? I wouldn't say it like that. I think I would still agree with all of that and all of those numbers, meaning that it's just better to do it together. Like I've been saying, also just to keep you sane, I mean, I'm thinking a lot by myself, which it gives me the answers that I need, but it's just so much easier to also, when things are going a bit not according to plan,
mm-hmm.
then you can be together in that. And also you can celebrate together when things go well. And other than that, of course, you've got the expertise of multiple people instead of only that of your own. So I definitely see the good things about having a team, more than one at least.
And just also in terms of like getting financial like investments in, they're also quite fond always, right? On who's your team?
Yes, definitely. I've heard that before. I'm right now in the middle of trying to find funding for the next phase, which is a huge process. There are so many different ways to get funding. But one of the first things that they ask is, what about your team? What does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, that's me.
Me, myself, and I. Here's my team.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's not only me. I still have the amazing researchers that work on this topic who I can talk to whenever I need to. They're not in the company, but they are invested in the same topic, at least. So I can definitely discuss with them a lot. Also, I'm doing many programs, which led to many coaches and mentors that want to talk to me. So I'm also setting up a raad van advies. Anyone?
Advisory board, I think.
Yeah, some sort of an advisory board, and also with people from the business side, because what I've been saying right now is a lot of research as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have so many people around me, and I really decided after I had one very smart businessman saying to me, "Hey, but you don't have to have a team," right? Because it has been said to me so much, a team, find yourself a team, you need a team. And it makes sense again. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but you don't have to. You have to find your own way that works for your company and for you. And right now, that's not a a team with a co-founder. So I could use someone that can take action, that can work on the code, for example, but not per se a co-founder. And that's a hill I'm willing to die on. No, we've got to see how it goes. But right now it feels to me like it's a checkbox that I have to fill, because otherwise I cannot get money. So I feel like I have to convince the people that could give me funding that this is the right choice for the company right now, because I feel that way, at least.
Yeah, so it's I mean, as statistics show stuff, but there's still, of course, people that also succeed by themselves. But is there a lot of, like, do you have a lot of examples in that? Or is there someone you can learn from or look up to? Or
yeah, actually, not too much. I'm lucky that I decided in calls with the people that could give me funding to ask, but do you actually never give money to single founders? And then they say, well, sometimes there's someone that we do this for, but really, really only sometimes. So I'm guessing I'm gonna be the next one of that. But I don't have examples right now, no, of people who do this as a single founder. And I still think that you shouldn't. It's better if you start together, but if you're this far in, like I am right now, I think this is for me the right choice. But an example could be amazing, actually.
I can imagine. It also feels like, now that I hear you talking and see you talking, of course, as well, I feel like you've grown in the past couple of months. But also, like, since we started the recording of the podcast, it sounds like you're more, I don't know, confident in what you're doing. Because in the beginning of the episodes, you also talked like, yeah, I haven't told anyone yet that I'm doing this, but now, and you know, and gradually along these episodes, you became more confident in, I'm doing this, I'm going to be the exception to the rule, and you know, be, I don't know, fierce. So that's just like inspirational to look at.
Thank you so much. That's so nice to hear. I kind of feel like I've been growing as well, but it's all little steps for me. So mm-hmm. I don't see me after 3 months, so to say. So it's, I was hoping actually to be a bit more confident in everything, because it was and still is so scary. Mm-hmm. But I'm very happy to hear this, actually.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just also think that, you know, Wiebke and I are only seeing you once every couple of months, and I really feel it's only the top of the iceberg that you're telling us, you know, of course, within the limited time that we have in the podcast, because I think there's just so much beneath the surface that is trouble, insecurities, and whatnot, you know, like the, I don't even know where this thing is going feeling.
Yeah.
And we don't even see that. But then knowing or being conscious of the fact that I just know they are there with you, but still seeing you like being this fierce woman over here, I think that's very well done, and an inspiration should be for many students or people that aspire a similar career.
Oh my, this is too much.
Can I add just one thing to that?
Because do.
What I found funny was, not funny, but I think a few months ago you said, indeed, like, I haven't even posted something on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
2 weeks ago, so we had the official opening of the playground, where, like, I think there were 250 people there, teachers, entrepreneurs, and then also, like, the director of the university was there, too. And then they had one of the stories on stage was Chanel.
Oh,
and then
nice.
You were there actually, like, going from I haven't told anyone to sharing on stage your story and sharing how far you've come and what you're doing. And then all people in the room, including, like, professors in medicine, like, writing down stuff or being wow, this is amazing. So I can imagine also for you, it must be, you say it's small steps, but if you then look back at, well, what you said then and how you were standing there and sharing, it was super, super cool. Like, it must be inspirational for a lot of people. So
I could only hope. Thank you, guys. I don't know what to say. I'm grateful that you feel that way, and I would love to inspire people
Well,
so you will this Friday, right? Or Thursday, actually.
No, on Friday. Friday, yeah. So not to make this now into a promotion for the playground, but well, if I'm here anyway, let's take 1 second to say that. Well, of course, what Chanel, your story also, I feel it's everyone experiences it, but especially as a student or a recent graduate, I feel it's so important to find yourself the people around you that can support you in this process. Because I think if you're 50 and you're doing this, you it's scary. But if you're mid-20s and you're doing this, it's even more scary. And we opened the place to actually help people like Chanel with starting that community of people, of topics, of a space where you can actually develop that not only by yourself, hence the name Playground. It's just a place where you can try and fail and talk to people and also just be like, I don't want to pitch my idea. I just want to sit here and have a little talk with my friends or with someone else. And we opened, and this Friday we're going to have a bit of a celebration day, a festival in which we talk about topics that we also discussed in this podcast, like how do you deal with uncertainty? How do you, if something gets thrown at you, how do you deal with that? And how do you then motivate yourself to get up again in the morning if things go wrong? And the whole day we'll have workshops that help you a bit with that. There will be some surprises also to see how you respond when things are thrown at you. And one of the topics in the afternoon is Meet the Entrepreneur, where you can actually talk with entrepreneurs and ask them some questions other than how do you get funding, but also more on the personal level. And we're very happy that Chanel will be one of those entrepreneurs. So if you want to hear more from her and ask a bit deeper into what Evelina also just said, the challenges that we now only shortly touched upon, or the process more deeply, then please join us. There will be lunch, there will be dinner, we'll have around, now we have 75 students coming, I think.
Oh yeah, nice.
Also other, they're interested in entrepreneurship, just there to get a first grasp of what is this and how is this something for me? And then the chance to talk to Chanel and learn more about her in real life.
Get her autograph.
Because you've heard her voice, but it's also very nice to see her speak and the passion she brings into the conversations about her companies.
And the big smile.
And the big smile. Yeah, so there are still tickets and it would be great if you cannot make it Friday, feel free to. It's €5. But it is including lunch, dinner and drinks and a whole day program.
Sounds very good. This program also, I feel like it's the most amazing thing to just get in touch with what entrepreneurship is, what it feels like for others that have maybe done it before, just enjoy yourself, right? Because it's a fun day.
Definitely.
It's not a learning day, so to say.
And it's really experiencing. Yeah. So one of them is you will be starting your own lemonade company, starting really making a product from scratch, like with ingredients, and then how do I sell this? What should be our strategy? And in 2.5 hours, really going to experience.
Oh, fun.
And we'll have an Olympic medalist who lost his leg a few years ago, and he decided to change his life around and become a Paralympic athlete. He won bronze this year at the Paralympic Games, and he will also share, which is a very physical example of what do you do when life gives you lemons and then you have to change it around. And other than that, also welcome at the playground if you just want to have someone listen to your idea or just meet other people. Well, it's just a very cool space in general in Veningen is building C. So
just pop by, right?
Chanel's working there next door as well. That's true. Enough promotion, I guess.
Yeah. But, so maybe in short, it is this Friday, 31st of January.
Yes.
Can students have to sign up then, of course?
Yeah, so there is a link which we can share in the show notes.
In the show notes, yeah.
It links you to the website. Them. Yeah, and then...
So it's playground.nl or where can we... What's the website as well?
Yeah,
so
maybe I think it's easiest if you just on Instagram go to playground.uu. You will find us, and then the link to the website. Also the bit of the description of each session.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at 10 and it ends at 8. And you can either join for a morning session, afternoon session, or the whole day. Including lunch, including dinner.
Amazing.
Yeah, so very welcome to join.
Fun, see you there.
Cool. Well, thanks, ladies. I think we've had a wonderful catch-up with you two. I loved seeing you again. And, I don't know, are you up to another episode? Or
if the listeners are.
All right, then we will decide later maybe. But thanks again for being here again. Thanks for having us,
Evelina.
Yeah, definitely. Always welcome. So have fun this Friday. Good luck.
Yeah, and thank you.
We'll see each other very soon.
Yes. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.